first of all, I love the response that that Micah Clark of the AFA of Indiana gave to the Channel 6 television reporter when they first called asking thoughts on NBA player Jason Collins. The initial response, six words, who cares? Is this really newsworthy? A great question to point out the nonsense, the hysteria, the media-driven narrative that this is. You take some low-rent basketball player and have him come out and say that he's gay, and then it's like it's like the apocalypse is upon us. It's like the second coming has occurred. Here's what Micah wrote in his email. I thought it was great. When asked about this previously unknown mid-level player, I said, with 12 million Americans out of work, 48 million Americans on food stamps, and 32 million U.S. adults functionally illiterate, an athlete announcing he wants to have sex with other men isn't really that newsworthy. It is all media hype. Bingo! Bingo! I mean, this is a charade that ESPN has been waiting on. This is a whole stage presentation that they're working through right now, and we're all on the receiving end of it. I don't know. I've wondered before: is this kind of stuff the really pushing of the far left social agenda from sports journalists and sports media? Is this all to assuage a little guilt? The guilt that comes from making your living out of or off of talking about people that put little balls in little nets or people that put little balls in little goals? Maybe it's overcompensation. Just like I think that a lot of times Hollywood people that make a lot of money, they feel that they must be liberals because by being liberals, then, everybody knows they just care. They keep their money, but they support the politicians that take yours. All media hype, Micah says. He said, it's also worth pointing out, as a parent, I don't appreciate hearing about the sexual behavior of athletes over the airwaves. I didn't like hearing constant coverage of Wilt Chamberlain's claim to have slept with over 1,000 women. And I don't like hearing about this Collins matter at every top of the news hour. What we should care about is how they play basketball. I also said we should never base our standard of what is right and wrong upon the behavior of athletes. Amen. However, Micah writes, upon later reflection, I realize that this isn't entirely true. There are some things that can be learned from Jason Collins' stunt. I love it that he calls it a stunt. And talk about a good old conspiracy theory. There's one right there. Is this whole being gay thing just an act? Sign a contract? Oh, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure he feels like that's how he was born and all of that. Mr. Collins' announcement was a surprise to his former fiance, Carolyn Moose. This girl played in the women's NBA. It was also a surprise to Jason's twin brother, Jaron. Now, I love this next part. Micah writes, look, the media may mention Ms. Moose. That's Collins' former fiance. But they may not want to mention Jason's identical twin too often. Now, why is that? Somebody think about this. Think through it. Why is it not wise for the left to spend too much time talking about Jason's twin brother, Jaron? They're biological brothers. They're identical twins. If you do that, if you concentrate on that, people will be reminded that there is no genetic cause, there is no gay gene driving homosexual behavior. If there were, then Jason's happily married father of three twin brother would also be involved in homosexuality, and he's not. I'm really glad Micah addressed this one, because this one just kills me. Another obvious point is the media's intentional fawning over Collins and their desire to compare him to Jackie Robinson. Do you really think that this timing was not intended? Jackie Robinson. Now, I will say this about Robinson. He was a devout Christian. I'm guessing he wasn't going to go for... It's speculation. It's conjecture. But I can't see him going for comparisons between sexual behavior and skin color. Yeah. Collins' announcement that he wants to have sex with other men, Clark writes, landed him on the cover of Sports Illustrated in a phone call of congratulations from the president and many more accolades. There was no heroic act by Collins to earn him a similar comparison to the bigotry and attacks that Robinson faced. Then Micah closes it this way. This is great. Says, it is a strange world we live in when we elevate athletes who deviate from natural norms. We heap fame on musicians who run afoul of the law or father multiple children out of wedlock and turn our backs on those of honorable behavior like Tim Tebow. We mock or even attack anyone who stands for traditional values. All the while, we continue to wonder why we have so many social problems. See why I'm such a huge fan of the AFA of Indiana? This is exactly right. Mike had also sent me a cartoon. It was perfect. Perfect depiction. In one frame, you've got the media guy standing there by Jason Collins. Jason Collins says, I'm gay. And the reporter is, wow. He just... stunned, just great, tell me more. The frame over, you've got the same reporter walking past Tim Tebow, who says, I'm a Christian. And the reporter, yeah, keep quiet. Doesn't matter, who cares? It's interesting how it works. It is a great piece. If you haven't signed up for the AFA of Indiana email, you need to do so. These are the great kind of commentaries that you get. Okay, I want to get this break in because I want to tell you what Jay Leno said. I'd forgotten about that. I just saw it in the pile of papers, and I know I teased it earlier. Let me tell you what Jay Leno said, which if you're hearing the rumblings about Jay Leno leaving The Tonight Show, if Jay wants to hold on to it, I don't think telling jokes that have so much truth in them. I don't know that that's let's just take a break. We'll come back. I'll explain it all as we wind down the Peter Hegg Radio Show. Don't want to say too much. Don't want to give it away.